Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, earlier in our pregame show, I kind of talked about Ollie Frazier and how each one of those just added another layer and another chapter to a great story. And to me, your games with Lake Superior State are a lot that way. You know, in boxing terms, you landed a bunch of haymakers and body blows early yesterday. How important is that?
Well, it's nice getting a lead like that, Schultz, and playing with a lead, and you're kind of playing with the house money. And getting that third goal at the end of the first obviously was a nice cushion.
Offense is going to get an awful lot of credit in a 7-goal outburst. Other than a few letdowns, which are going to happen, how do you think your defense played?
Yeah, we played pretty good. I mean, there's times, again, sometimes we expect our guys to be almost perfect, and that's not fair. But I think overall, again, I'm happy. You know, we won the game 7-1. There was a few instances in the third period where we didn't have good slot coverage. And you talk about certain things because a lot of things are important. Number one is you want to get into a rhythm, and you want to make sure that you want to win games the right way, I guess is what I'm getting at. And I wanted to make sure that we played the right way in the third period. We won the period. We didn't give them a lot. We wanted that to carry over today. And you know what? There's little things you don't talk about, but I want the goaltender statistics to be good. And sometimes it's easy for guys to let down a little bit knowing that they're going to win the game. So I thought overall we played pretty good with the lead right there. But again, we let our guard down a little bit with some coverage in the slot that we missed. But overall, I think you got to give Lake Superior State credit too a little bit too. They had a little push.
Kyle Loaf's shot is well known. Eric Polkamp's shot is becoming very well known quickly. I want to talk about Liam Angstrom's shot, the power play goal last night. I was ready to say, oh, he's waiting too long, and just like that, the thing is under the bar and in. You know, in a quick release shot that's got to be accurate too. Is that top wrist important? Is that bottom forearm important? Is just the timing between the two the key? Or what is it about getting a shot off quick and accurate?
It's just timing, Schultz. Some guys have it, some guys don't. And when you take a look at what Liam's doing that on his forehand too. He's not as on his offhand, and that's hard. He scored 2 goals exactly like that this year. So we're going flanker to flanker, but he's got to make that shot. He's got to stop it. He's got to get it off quick. And you know the goaltender's got 6 feet to get over, and he's getting that goalie. He was over. Liam just Liam obviously it was a good location. He did. He went under the bar, and that's a hard shot. It's a hard shot to hit, and hats off to Liam on that.
Yuri Väisänen scored last night, just his second goal of the season, his third point of the season. His production, I think, would be considered to be down a little bit from years past. But what other things is he doing other than just scoring points and scoring goals and setting people up that is needed on this team?
Well, I think a lot of things. I mean, guys, it's not just Yuri, it's everybody. I mean, you got to be a well-rounded player. And there's going to be times where your offense is going to be stale. It's just the hardest level, might be the hardest level to score in college hockey, of any level in hockey. And it's hard. And that's why, again, we preach on being a well-rounded player, because if you're not scoring, you got to be doing other things, and that's everybody for that matter. You know, Yuri brings good speed to the table, and you know, he can push defensemen back, he can get to people on the forecheck, he can reload and get above pucks, and you know, that's what you want from those guys.
Leighton Road was 11 of 18 on the faceoff dot last night. How has he gotten better at that aspect of his game in the last month or so?
Well, I think everybody got a little better last night. It was the first time that we won our objective all year on the dot. So, you know, we struggled on the dot this year. It was a nice little win last night. Let's see if we can back it up.
How important was it to score on the power play last night? I get it. It was the 7th goal of the night. But just not being able to convert on the 5-on-3 the Saturday night at North Dakota, how important was it to get some success?
I don't know. By that time, Schultz, I don't care if we scored or not, so I don't know. I just want to make sure our penalty kill is sound, and our power play will get it done at times, but we got to make sure our penalty kill is sound.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Hard to believe, Tom, but we're nearing the midway point of the year already. At this point of the year, some statistics can start to make some sense. I was a little surprised. Eric Polkamp has 64 shots on net already this year. Leighton Road, who was your leading scorer a year ago, has just 41. And I'm not saying that I'm thinking that Eric's shooting too much or Leighton's not shooting enough, but I just saw that stat and I would just kind of said, you know, that's kind of interesting. What are your thoughts when you hear that Polkamp is getting – you know, almost 50% more shots than your leading scorer was last year?
That doesn't surprise me, because he's going to have more puck touches. He's going to have the ability to probably shooting more. And you got to remember, Polkamp's our shooter on the power play. So he's also getting that. He's getting that that area too. That area of his shot is getting. I mean, if you take a look, I wonder how much of it's power play too. So there's a lot of things that play into it, but that does not surprise me.
Kyle Loft is a plus six. He's your biggest plus minus guy, and I know plus minus isn't a terribly important stat, but
yeah, it is. It is. I mean, I know you and I have talked in the past, and I want to make sure that the listeners right here, we use like Liam Engstrom and Will Zamora. Those guys were going to be a minus because they're playing against ones and twos. But for other people, you know, for other players, it is important. So I want to make sure I just put a little asterisk on that. But when you're the best defenseman in the NHL is playing against the best lines all the time, they're not going to probably be a plus. That's just the way it is. But there are obviously, if your five and six are playing against threes and fours, you want them to be a plus. So I just want to make sure too that it is an important stat, but it just depends on how you look at it.
Kyle plays a ton of minutes, and he's leading your team.
That's good then. No, I mean, obviously right there, that's where I was getting at, is that, no, that's a pretty impressive stat.
Blocked shots are a staple. I mean, you talked about in the first segment of this interview, that's why scoring is so hard in college hockey, is teams just block shots. Kyle Loft and Will Magnuson are second and third on your team. They play a lot of minutes. They're going to block a lot of shots. Tony Fulmer leads your team. He's got 34 blocked shots. He doesn't play the shifts and the minutes that those other two guys do. Why is it the puck always just seems to find his shin pad and his body?
Well, he kills penalties, though, too. He's out there number one on the penalty kill. That helps.
Kyle Loft with 13 points in 9 league games. He's got 6 points in 6 non-league games. To me, it should be harder to score against conference opponents. They know you so much better. Why is he just able to just be so consistent?
You know, I don't know, Schultz. He's a fifth-year senior. The game has really slowed down for him, and he's a lot more confident. He's riskier this year and taking more chances, and that's allowing a little bit more offense.
I didn't want to research the stat because it would have taken me forever, but what's your gut say? Is scoring harder against a league team?
I don't know. I don't know, Schultz. I think it's the same. I don't think it's any different. I mean, do we know guys? I guess we know guys. I mean, but everybody knows everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter who we place. People are taking Polkamp away on the power play. So I don't know. I guess what I'm getting at is I don't know if it's much different in the NFL when you're playing out of conference. I mean, yeah, you play your conference teams twice and you're playing other teams once, but everybody does such a thorough job of scouting. I don't think it's a – I think everybody knows everybody pretty good.
We know that you want your penalty kill number to be better. So I was curious. I just took the power play numbers off of your goalie stats. Mattias Scholl goes from a goals against of 3.3 down to 1.83. Gavin Enright drops from